Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. Trust in the Lord and do not be afraid. It sounds simple enough, doesn't it? Yet trust and fear are in opposition to each other all the day, every day. And each day, as we move through our days, that struggle goes on in each of our lives. The struggle between trust and fear. Let me show you in my mind's eye how this plays out in that gospel reading. Jesus has sent his disciples on ahead across the lake. They've just gotten finished feeding the 5,000. Jesus has gone up the hill to pray, and the disciples are out on the water, and they're out there all night. It was an incredibly hard night on the water. They were having great difficulty making progress. And then all of a sudden, they see the figure of Jesus coming across the water. Their immediate reaction was that they are seeing a ghost. They probably thought in that moment, as they were terrified, that it was all over for them. The boat was going to sink. And at least it was nice to have a vision of their friend at the last. So they're afraid. And Jesus says to them, as he comes across the water, "Don't be afraid." He's trying to restore some sense of trust, some sense of confidence. And then Peter says, I guess trying to see whether this really is a ghost or whether this is a real person, "Command me to come to you." He's willing to trust, and Jesus responds, "Come." And so Peter gets out of the boat and starts walking on the water toward Jesus. And then because the wind's against him and because he probably comes to himself and realizes, hey, I'm not in the boat anymore, I'm on the water, he starts to sink and probably assumes he's going to drown, and he's scared to death again. And so he exclaims, "Save me!" And what Jesus does, he extends a hand to him and holds him up. The incident passes. They all get back in the boat. The storm calms down. And they declare that Jesus is the Son of God. In the midst of all their fears, trust has won this particular day. But isn't that the way it is in our lives, this battle? We become afraid of so many different things. It's so hard to trust. Yet on the other hand, if we can trust, life becomes beautiful and amazing, and we can appreciate it so much more. The problem is those trust visions that we have, they never stay in place because there's always something else that comes along and drives the trust away. Well, look at fear for a moment. There's a lot in our world to be afraid of. The forces of darkness should never be underestimated. The world is full of dark places and people who struggle with all kinds of perspectives of selfishness or seeking personal satisfaction and to heck with everybody else. Fear is rampant. And then the whole thing about ourselves, we can't really, in a final deep sense, from my perspective, trust ourselves. Because there's a certain perversity in each one of us. That's why we need forgiveness. Paul's statement, the good that I would do, I do not. The evil I wouldn't do, I do. We wish it weren't that way, but that's the way it is. Partly because we can only see the world through our own eyes and our perspective is limited, but also the tendency to go after the things that we personally think are important and we're not quite as mindful of how that might affect other people. So we need to confess our sins and let God's healing grace restore us and build trust in us again. So the forces of darkness are real. There's much that makes us afraid. One of the things that can make us afraid is our view of life. Some people view life as a zero-sum game. And the idea from that perspective is that if I win, you lose. That life is about winners and losers. So one of the fears is that something's going to be taken away from me if I'm not careful. It's hard to trust that there's a larger vision where everybody can be included and we can extend the winnings to other people. There is something that's hardwired in us that makes us afraid that we may lose, and we don't want to lose. But let's turn to trust for a minute. Trust is something that's based on experience. Somebody or something becomes trustworthy because in our experience, that's the case. A person in your life who is always there for you, someone you can count on, you can trust that person. But one of the things about trust, it takes a long time to build those relationships or to build those areas of confidence. And it just takes an instant to blow all the trust away. And then we're back to ground zero, starting all over again. Trust. One of the things that I deeply hope for in this struggle between fear and trust, I really want to live on that side of trust, the side that Jesus always tried to establish with his disciples, even though the moments when that trust was enjoyed were fleeting ones. I want to live on the side of trust, whether it's a gift from God or the result of my leaning into life a little more, because it expands my view of life, enables me to reach out to somebody else. It enables me in the challenges that I have as a caregiver with my wife to do more and not to back away because I'm afraid I'll do the wrong thing. It enables me to make that additional hospital call on somebody when I'm totally worn out and I'm afraid or I've had a really bad day. In fact, one of the great spiritual realities is that as you and I lean into life, when we are having a bad day and fear has shut us down, that when we reach out to somebody else, when we extend ourselves a little further, that connection begins to transform life and turn it around and to make it better. We feel like we're part of a larger purpose. When we live generously, it puts us in touch with abundance, that this gift of life really indeed is a gift. Yes, the struggle goes on every day. What are the challenges in your life? What are the things that you are afraid of? The challenge goes on. But as we gather in this place, we gather to affirm the love of God. That just as it is in that gospel story, that Jesus reaches out to save us, to restore us, to cast out our fear, and help us to live on the side of abundance and gift. Do not be afraid. Trust in God.